I'm Ben Wagner with our pregame guest, Vice President of Baseball Operations, Ben Cherington. Thanks so much for the time, Ben. I know you don't make a lot of trips with the Toronto Blue Jays. In fact, this is your maiden voyage, if you will, with this organization. In your role, and when you're on the road with the team, what kind of things are you trying to facilitate between the front office and the coaching staff and the rest of the clubhouse?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, first of all. You know, generally my role, and I'm fortunate to be a part of a group that's a lot of fun to work with and gives me a chance to learn every day. But been with the Blue Jays now for about a year and a half and primarily focused in player development, working with our player development and high performance groups to, you know, find ways just to help players get better, you know, help players stay healthy, perform better, recover, and grow our players into championship major league caliber players. So that's what my primary focus is. Fortunately, you know, working with Ross and the rest of the guys in front office, I get a chance to, you know, dip my toe in other areas as well and hopefully use my experience from Boston to help people if I can. You know, it's nice to be back in this environment. I've, you know, been in this environment before. There's nothing quite like a major league clubhouse and a major league game. You know, the competitive level is so high. Sort of, it's a good reminder of just how good these players are and just how good the quality of baseball is in the major leagues. And so being back close to that's been fun.
You saw a couple of those intense moments going back on Friday night with Ryan Tepera moving into the closer's role. And then even yesterday, tie ball game with an opportunity of a no-hitter for Aaron Nola. And of course, the pinch hit home run that was the difference maker in a ball game. Does your heart start to race in those moments once again when you're kind of flux back into them?
Absolutely. I was actually taking laps around the concourse during some of that and then came back down here in the clubhouse for the ninth inning to watch the last inning with the our video guys in the video room. But interesting, I thought, like, you know, watching both Clippard and Tepera, to me what stood out about those outings was as a reminder for us in the minor leagues that's what major league players are able to do. Is make adjustments inside of an outing or inside of an at-bat or inside of a game or whatever. So that in both cases, Clip in the eighth inning and then Ryan in the ninth inning, you know, ran into a little trouble. But were able to make adjustments inside their outings to get the outs that they needed to, in Clip's case, get out of the inning and minimize some damage, and in Tepera's case, close out the game. And that's something we're talking about in the minor leagues with our guys is not having to wait until after the game or the next day to figure out how to make those adjustments, but making them in a timely way within what's going on in the at-bat or the inning or whatever it is.
We're chatting with Ben Cherington. He's the Vice President of Baseball Operations. You mentioned player development and your connection to the minor leagues, but development can happen at the big league level and happens frequently too. And that's just one small sample size of a guy getting it done kind of on the job. How much of their is going on behind the scenes with guys in the cage and some of the early work that's being done at the major league level to improve the play on the field?
Yeah, I think the sort of notion that players are fully developed when they get to the big leagues is sort of ancient and misguided, and probably was never the case, really, because you think about the great performers in any sport over the history of time, what they have in common is a burning desire to get better every day until the absolute final out, game, whatever, of their career. And if you go back, you know, you look at interviews with some of the elite performers in different sports over time, that's what they were doing. You know, they were literally trying to find a way to get better every single day. And so it doesn't make any sense to me that a player, because he's called up to the major leagues, that would stop, right? So the question is not whether development ends. The question is just, are they ready to help the major league team, assuming that they're going to then keep getting better every day? And that's on them, that's on coaching, that's on us, that's on the group to, you know, find ways to help that happen.
Blue Jays Vice President Baseball Operations is Ben Cherington, and you mentioned the players that you were involved in obtaining and kind of the architect work that you were able to do with the Boston Red Sox. And it starts Andrew Benintendi, Mookie Betts, Xander Bogaerts, all of those guys. Is that a model that can be translated to what's happening right now with the Toronto Blue Jays?
Well, I mean, I don't believe in the copy and paste thing. You know, it's like every environment is going to be a little bit different. We need to do something in Toronto that is unique to Toronto and considers the unique nature of the Blue Jays organization, everything from what the Blue Jays represent as the only team in Canada, to where we sort of fit in our division, in the market, et cetera, and where those opportunities are going forward because of the landscape of baseball continues to change. You know, like when we signed Xander Bogaerts, for example, as an international free agent, the rules were much different than they are today. So all of those things change. So we have to focus on how we can continue to build the Blue Jays into a world championship organization where the fans of Canada get to experience that. And so, yeah, you take a little bit from your experience. We wouldn't be doing our job if we weren't learning from the experiences we've had in the past. And so I try to learn from experiences I've had in the past, both things that went well and certainly things that didn't go well. So I've got plenty of those too. But we've got to make this unique to the Blue Jays. This is not about copying from something else and imprinting it in Toronto. It's just we have to make this unique to the Blue Jays.
Ben Cherington, the Vice President of Baseball Operations with the Toronto Blue Jays, our guest. Thanks so much for the insight and the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Ben. Appreciate it.